WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media Station.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. Wall Street stock markets opened with small losses that have reversed into modest gains. The price of oil was up, down, and then up again, as analysts say investors are watching for Iran's response to the U.S. air attacks on Iran's nuclear sites. There have been more air attacks between Iran and Israel. Iran's foreign minister is in Moscow to meet with President Putin. About 150 million Americans are under heat alerts. ABC's Jim Ryan.
From Raleigh, North Carolina to Philadelphia, the actual temperature will hit 100 this afternoon. But a lack of moisture and wind will make it feel more like 106 to 109 degrees. Escaping the heat may mean driving west about 2,000 miles. Heavy snow has been falling in Montana.
Supreme Court says it'll take up a religious freedom case this fall involving a Rastafarian man imprisoned in the state of Louisiana whose head was forcibly shaved in violation of a court order. This is ABC News.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tome Olson. A local resource of lawyers helping people facing possible deportation has been swamped these last few months.
So many people going through the system and being moved to Louisiana and Kentucky just immediately where they can't find a lawyer. Their family doesn't even know where they are.
Grant Sovereign is the president of the board of the Community Immigration Law Center. Essentially, the people there work like public defenders for folks who need immigration lawyers. Technically, immigration offenses are civil, not criminal.
We all know what a public defender is. If you can't afford one, you certainly shouldn't go to jail simply because you can't afford a lawyer. But that's exactly what happens in the immigration context, is you can sit in detention, which is a jail, for 6 months, a year, 18 months.
They've been busy since the Trump administration ramped up efforts to deport people and deport them quickly. The only ICE detention facility in Wisconsin is in Juneau.
All of their 200 beds seem to be full with immigrants these days.
Silk exists to make sure everyone gets due process.
We have rules. We all want the rules to apply to everybody, but we all want those rules to apply evenly, and not just because you can afford a lawyer, you can't afford a lawyer, or there aren't enough available. In Wisconsin, there's probably maybe 10 or 15 lawyers who know how to do deportation defense because it hasn't been an issue before.
Now, Silk wants to expand and be able to help more people.
We would like to be a public defender service for the whole state. We have 6 lawyers now who spend weekends and nights trying to help people.
The Community Immigration Law Center is holding a fundraiser with a matching grant from the Madison Community Foundation. The goal is to raise $100,000 in June. We'll have a link at civicmedia.us. I'm Savannah Tome Olson, 92.7 WMDX News.
The Pirates come to town. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball, the Brewers and Pirates face off tonight at AmFam Field. Milwaukee with a 9-8 win over the Twins and a 3-game sweep in Minnesota. The last time that happened was 1996. The Brewers now in second place, just 3.5 games behind the Cubs in the NL Central. The Cubs losing yesterday 14-6 to the Mariners. Racing, Alex Palou wins the Expel IndyCar Grand Prix at Road America in Elkhart Lake, becoming the first driver since A.J. Foyt in 1975 to win 6 of the first 9 races of the season. NBA, Oklahoma City Thunder are the NBA champions after beating the Pacers in OKC in Game 7, 103-91. Say Gilgeous-Alexander, leading with 29 points, showing concern for the Pacers' Tyrese Halliburton, who suffered a torn Achilles tendon in the first quarter.
Like, I couldn't imagine playing the biggest game of my life and something like that happening. It's so unfortunate. It's not fair.
That's the Thunder's Shea Gilgeous-Alexander with Sports on Mike Clemens.
This report is brought to you by Freedom Fireworks, with 20 locations throughout southeastern Wisconsin. FreedomFireworksWI.com.
It is going to be hot and muggy again today. That heat index will be pushing 100 once again this afternoon. And then we do have a chance of thunderstorms later today. Some of those strong to severe with hail, wind, even an isolated tornado possible. Stay weather aware today and this evening. Tomorrow, it will be cooler. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 82.
The 4th of July is right around the corner, and Freedom Fireworks has everything your family needs for a safe and exciting holiday celebration. With 20 southeastern Wisconsin locations fully stocked up with everything from sparklers to artillery shells, thundersnaps to 500-gram aerials, Freedom Fireworks guarantees to bring smiles and cheers to every backyard celebration. For fireworks from all the top brands and specials that can't be beat, go to freedomfireworkswi.com for a location near you. Freedom Fireworks wishes you a safe and happy 4th of July.
Doctors Without Borders is delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most in communities around the world. From bandaging war-wounded patients in Sudan to providing clean drinking water in Haiti, we're in more than 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving care is made possible by a global movement of supporters like you. Thank you.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I'm live from Madison, where I welcome the Green Bay Automobile Gallery's Daryl Burnett. And we rank our all-time favorite summer blockbuster movies. Let's light it up.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
Welcome to Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
So I wanna say thank you, 'cause it makes me that much stronger. Makes me work a little bit harder. Makes me that much wiser. Thanks for making me wiser.
America was lied into a war in 2002 against Iraq with a Republican administration giving us false information about Iraq's weapons program. I have grave concern that we're going down the same path. There was no imminent threat to the United States from this nuclear program. It was an offensive war of choice by a president without consultation with Congress.
Yes. Are you having an Iraq acid flashback?
A little bit.
Iraq PTSD?
A little bit.
We are having Representative Sean Kasten on Thursday,
who has
already suggested impeaching the mother, or as my shirt says today.
Oh, you put your tape over it.
Yeah, and I did.
Okay.
AOC also mentioning it. Let's see what our awful liberal thinks about all this.
What?
Yeah.
Give me a guest who is profane. Ain't got time for someone mundane. Dummy days are gone in the basement of our home. Of mama, she brought us Cliff Schecter. Mama don't care how much that she's got to spend. Got to get Cliff Schecter jingle in. Grumpy days are gone in the basement of our home. 'Cause of mama, she brings us Cliff Schecter. 'Cause of mama, she brings us Cliff Schecter.
Cliff Blue Skies, the message brought to you by Aluminum Tubes and Shock and Awe.
Yeah.
Oh, it's all back. Hi, Cliff. Hi.
Yeah. What's old is new again, isn't it, Stephanie? How are you doing?
Oh, gosh, that warm, fuzzy, nostalgic feeling of unnecessary war.
Uh-huh.
You know, it's like, I think since I was about, I want to say 7 or 8 years old now, every Republican president has gotten us involved in a war in the Middle East, and every Republican president has cut taxes for the richest people and blown up the deficit. Those are the two things you can predict and found a way to force right-wing lunatic Opus Dei, nutbag, you know, justices on the court that have no business being there. Those are maybe the three predictable things about any Republican administration. And Trump was lagging. He hadn't gotten us into the Middle Eastern war. So he had to live up to that expectation.
And Cliff, worse than that, with all the Iranian proxies in Iraq, we could be refighting the Iraq war. Top of this new, you know, what could possibly be, you know, invited terrorist attack on our country, World War III, you name it. I think there's no hyperbole too hyperbolic this morning, is there?
There isn't, because, again, there's a lot of asymmetrical warfare. I really enjoyed the part where the Trump administration was like, yeah, there may be some sleeper cells here. Oh, that's great. I love how the nonchalant. Yeah, there could be some Iranian sleeper cells here, but you think of abroad, there certainly are in Western Europe. They don't have to cross an ocean.
Yeah.
There's American interests, American consulates, American tourists, Americans in all these places. And then all the things they can do in the Middle East. They've closed the Strait of Hormuz, which, 30% or whatever it is of oil goes through. So,
yeah.
Hey, all of you MAGA folks, get ready for your gas prices to go up.
Yeah.
And And then they've got these proxies. We saw what they did with Hamas in southern Israel. Hezbollah has turned Lebanon into essentially a failed state. I mean, in a civil war, they propped up Assad and still have some forces in Syria. Like, there's a lot of people they can kill and a lot of awful crap they can do. That's a technical term, by the way.
Yes. Yes.
You know, but there is. And we there's just no purpose for this. None.
I love that you retweeted Tim, who just said, I can't believe we're doing this. I mean, it's just, and the regime change, all the language is the same.
Yeah.
They all go on TV saying, oh, no, not regime change. And then Trump's like, yep, regime change. I mean, it's here we are again.
They're too lazy even to write a new script. I mean, it's like a sequel. Like, but with Trump at the helm, who makes you know, George W. Bush look like, you know, like Albert Einstein.
Yeah.
Like, we're going to end up. I mean, what could go wrong with a guy who's basically too lazy, too inept, too stupid to plan anything, where every week is infrastructure week that doesn't happen. And every 6 months he has a new healthcare plan he's going to give us that never arrives. And I mean, you know what's going to happen here. American soldiers.
He did deliver World War III ahead of schedule. He said 2 weeks.
That's true. Well, we got to give credit where it's due.
It was only 2 days. Yeah.
A lot of innocent people, including American soldiers and including probably American civilians, will die unless we pull him back from the precipice. Now, that's, you know, hey, Congress, Republicans.
Yeah.
You know, Mike Johnson, if you ever find those things called your testicles again, we could use that. I can say that on air,
well,
right?
Oh, yeah. And you said, as you said, you can't be half pregnant or half at war. No sympathy for Iran's Handmaid's Tale leaders, but we're there just to change headlines for Trump. And because violence is his narcotic, why don't you elect this is the time for peace? And then you said a dirty word. He wagged the dog and put a target on all of our backs. Thank you. I mean, this is absolutely wag the dog. Him trying to look tough as usual, right?
Well, his numbers crashed after what he did out in your neck of the woods. He actually, when people didn't know enough people who were being deported, and it wasn't in the light of day, they hid it in darkness. These ICE thugs, you know, a lot more people supported it. And then in Los Angeles, because you guys protested, did such a great job and exposed what was happening, and then protests since then. And people taking out their cameras, like, so he's fallen underwater on that. Elon Musk, you know, said he liked to hang out with Jeffrey Epstein. I don't know if I can say that word on here that starts with a P, and rhymes with pedophile.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And because, you know, so there was the fight with Musk. There obviously is the budget that's going nowhere. There's all, I mean, all the headlines are terrible. So why not in L.A.? So why not change the top? And you know he's doing that.
And you know there's a tweet for everything, as I keep saying all morning. The tweet that Obama's, going to attack Iran to get his poll numbers up. I mean, this was CNN's data reporter. This was, last week? Friday? I think we can say Donald Trump has lost the political battle when it comes to what's happened out in Los Angeles. Trump's net approval rating on the L.A. process, look at this, overall way underwater at minus 15 points. How about among independents or those who don't identify with either major party, way even lower? Look at that, minus 24 points on the net approval rating. Saturday he bombs Iran, and is that a coincidence? I don't know.
Right? Yeah, right? I mean, the only positive to all of this, from my perspective, I get worried that he'll get involved in more bombings. And if we do start actually killing Iranian civilians, and it's going to get a lot worse. But I think the one thing we have, as I was telling Chris before we went on air, is that he's so lazy and so incompetent and would so much rather be playing golf, cheating, of course, while he does it, kicking his ball ahead. You call that golf. But doing that kind of stuff and eating like the crispy wings from KFC than actually doing any work, war is work. Even though he doesn't have to, he'll still find a way to not do much of it. He has to actually be told about it and, you know, all that. So my guess is, he won't end up, and I mean, I'm not worried that there'll be a ground war. My worry is we'll be involved in more bombings because that will just inflame the region more, and that's going to lead to more Americans dying. I mean, let's just be honest and not sugarcoat any of this New York Times BS, you know, about like, well, times may get tougher for Americans, and there may find no Americans will die. That's what will happen if he stays on this path.
Yeah. Well, I mean, and also, again, what's triggering him? Who knows? You said a limp parade versus massive protests. It was meant to be a spectacle of strength, but Washington witnessed a lurching, lackluster procession played to empty sidewalks, soldiers marching out of sync, and a commander-in-chief barely awake. I mean, first of all, how many times has he fallen asleep in public? And where's the CNN coverage? Where's the Jake Tapper book? I mean,
I know. Yeah. Where's the Tapper Tribune on all of this? Who's out there clearly not for access or, you know, for it sees on TV, but to inform us about important things. I don't know. But yeah, I mean, that's corporate media failing again. They will, because he's falling asleep all the time. He still tells the same lies. I mean, he's like, my parade was filled. I mean, unless a lot of people were dressed as empty.
The propaganda has gotten ridiculous. What did they say? 250 million people watched this parade. You're like, oh my God, are you kidding? We can see that.
Wow.
And also, I'm of the belief, a lot of people are, that it was a protest. That's not how soldiers march. they were out of sync. Yeah.
Yeah, go ahead. Sorry.
Yeah, go ahead.
I'll just have, you know, I've friends from my State Department international affairs background in the military, so I haven't been, but I've talked to enough folks to say, they've said, yeah, that's what they do on purpose, that kind of shuffle as a protest. When they want to look, obviously, they're among the best trained in the world.
And playing,
when they want to look like they're marching, they look like they're marching.
And playing Fortunate Son? That's about draft dodging Captain Bone Spurs like Trump.
I mean,
right? Rich guys.
My gosh. Like, I wish they'd let me put together the whole soundtrack for it, right?
Yeah.
Like, that's like when Paul Ryan used to play, you know, Killing in the Name of when he was working out. And you know, Tom Morello had to come out and be like, that song is about you, Paul. You're the power.
Right.
I don't think you understand the lyrics. So that's Fortunate Son for you.
Your fantastic podcast, Amped Up, I believe. You had Dr. Ruth Ben-Ghiat, who's an authoritarian scholar who I love. But it sounds like just a fascinating conversation. You said she was clarifying fascists survive not just on violence or propaganda, but on loyalty of elites who think they'll be okay or benefit. It's not just Trump, but the MAGA machine and long game. Yeah, I mean, somehow everybody thinks they're going to be okay. And one by one, they're not.
I've always wondered that. I mean, long before Trump came along, just because, you know, my background, history, international affairs, when I looked at these regimes, and I mean, you see the guys standing next to the dictator, and you're always like, why do they think they're going to come out of this all right? But somehow they always do. They think they're going to be the unique ones who are going to show enough loyalty, you know, pull off enough corruption. The point is when you're no longer needed, you're no longer needed. You're disposable to dictators. And that's what, I mean, again, Ruth Ben-Ghiat's much more of a scholar on it than I am. And you've seen it with Trump, right? Where's Jeff Sessions now, who was the original person to endorse him? Right. He didn't steal the election.
Tulsi Gabbard had to step in line and go, oh, no, I was wrong when I just testified under oath that Iran is not trying to get a nuclear weapon. Right.
Right.
She has to just, you know.
I mean, the end of the road for these folks, again, unless we decide like, hey, I've got a great idea for if we win again and say we should put Merrick Garland back at the Justice Department. If we do that. Then maybe think otherwise, these guys are going to have to see war crimes tribunals. They really are. They're going to have to. And I'm not talking about the way Trump does when he threatens people. I'm saying free and fair trials. They're going to need to be tried. We're going to need, I believe Eric Swalwell said, a Truth and Reconciliation Committee. And he's correct. You know, I mean, I think Barack Obama was a great president. But the worst thing that he did is when he came in and said, we're not going to look back. Like torture and whatever. We needed to look back because a bunch of those guys.
The last illegal war.
Yeah.
That's why we're here again. I mean, and by the way, you said you were talking about your podcast. You said one of the most powerful exchanges came when you discussed MAGA eating itself alive over Iran. The grift, disinformation, wildly contradictory narratives all are starting to combust under their own weight. And yet that's precisely when these movements can be most dangerous. You said we're not powerless. You know, you ended on a happy clappy note. You said we're not, but we can and must resist. Dr. Ben-Ghiat emphasized that history shows strong men only win when people give up, become too exhausted, cynical, or scared to act. But those who stand up, fighters, organizers, truth tellers, can shift the tide. And I think we saw that at No Kings. And I think that may be one of the things that scared and triggered him enough, right? Because, you know, we all know that rally around the flag polling that I'm sure he's hoping for, right?
Yeah, well, look, there's, again, I don't trust, and people are like, oh, you know, you say you don't, you, what are the sources you trust? Well, I was told about aluminum tubes by Judith Miller at the New York Times, which you already mentioned earlier. And I was told that by Eric Licklau, the New York Times, that there was no connection between Trump and Russia about a week before the 2016 election. So you'll forgive me if I don't trust them on anything having to do with this kind of stuff. So when they said there's 5 million, there's 6 million, I'm going to go with 50501, the ones who organized the protest, who said there were 13.14 million people once all the counting was done. And it certainly looked like that. We're beyond the 3.5% threshold, which, you know, experts say is when the protest movement is strong enough to oust a leader. Now, I'm not saying right now with weapons. I'm saying with elections. But to make it clear to everyone else, you know, through those protests, that they're on the wrong side of history, that if you support this person, you're only screwing yourself, because likely his blowback, whether it's a threat of terrorism, whether it's your farm being shuttered, whether it's, you know, your small business not knowing what you can order or what you can't order because the Strait of Hormuz is closed or because tariffs are slapped on and taken off. I mean, he's a joke. He's a clown. He's ridiculous. These are not serious people. I mean, to see the four of them standing there, him and the bearded gnome J.D. Vance and that tool Marco Rubio, like, I'm surprised he didn't quote out a Bible, send out a Bible quote about it. And then, you know, who am I forgetting? Oh, yes, Pete Hegseth, right. Mr. My mom wrote a letter about how I like to assault women and I like to get drunk on air. And have affairs with my producers and get fired from places for being drunk and being, you know, I mean, like, these are such clownish figures.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, even if you're in favor of war, who can be in favor of these people taking us to any war under any circumstance?
Yep, right. Exactly. 20 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by Home Title Lock.
Oh.
Hey, at least you can secure one thing in your life. If you're a homeowner, listen up. In today's AI and cyber world, scammers stealing home titles and your equity is the target. Here's how it works. The criminals can forge your signature on just one document, use a fake notary stamp, pay a small fee with your county just like that.
Wow.
Your home title has been transferred out of your name. You may not know until you get a foreclosure, etc.
Right. I thought they stole it with a portable hole, but I was wrong.
No, it's not an Acme theft. It's the cyber time. So when's the last time you checked your home title? Do it now. My answer was, huh? What now?
What?
My who now?
What
my
is what? That?
My what's this? My who's it's? Okay. If your answer is never, that's what they're counting on, these thieves. So I have partnered now with Home Title Lock. You can find out today if you've already been a victim. Let's get started. HomeTitleLock.com/Stephanie. Free title history report and a free trial of their $1 million triple lock protection. Do it. HomeTitleLock.com/Stephanie. HomeTitleLock.com/Stephanie.
Stephanie Miller, a lovely girl who came from beyond the stars to spot in the sea.
Well, my new favorite product is Native Path Collagen, so that means my new favorite doctor is Dr. Chad from Native Path. Hi, Doc. Good morning.
Hi, Stephanie. Good morning. So good to be here. Thank you for having me.
I'm a true fan of this product, I got to tell you, because I used to have to take, like, separate things for everything, like hair, nails, digestion. I've had, like, acid reflux and all that. Talk a little bit about how this one product and the way it's delivered is so important.
Yeah, so what we're talking about here is collagen. You know, it's a protein. It's the most abundant protein in the body, and it's what makes up all those things you just listed, like your skin, your hair, your nails, even your teeth, your bones. All of it is made up of collagen, right? And I used to get really interested in collagen, you know, 15 years ago as a physical therapist working with people in pain, pre-surgery, post-surgery, and I started using collagen or recommending collagen to my patients and started to notice they had much better results.
So it's great. It's flavorless. That doesn't clump. I put it in my coffee every morning, but you can put it in your smoothie. I use the collagen PM at night in my tea that has chamomile in it. Yeah, just talk to us about, because your point is, I think after age 50, we lose almost 50% of our collagen naturally.
That's right.
Right?
Yeah, we do produce it on our own, but that decline of natural production of collagen inside of us starts to decline even around the age of 20. But around the age of 50, it really starts to accelerate.
And just two scoops a day delivers 18 grams of protein. As we were saying, it's the consistency is the key. There's, you know, I've used other products where you have that clumping, and it's this is absolutely completely flavorless, like you say, tasteless. It just goes right in there. GetNativePath.com/Stephanie. There's great bundle deals at a fraction of the retail price and free shipping. It really is a great deal for a great product.
My final pitch is try it for 8 weeks. If you try it for 8 weeks and you stay consistent like what you're talking about here, then you notice it.
From GetNativePath, thanks so much. GetNativePath.com/Stephanie. Thanks, yes. Doc.
Buying a home is a lot like eating pistachios. Some deals pop right open, some take a little effort, and some make you want to grab a hammer. That's why you need Aaron Weber Group. We do the heavy lifting so you don't break a nail or your sanity trying to crack into the housing market. We've got the perfect place where you can eat pistachios in every room. So don't shell out your life savings on a bad deal. Call Aaron Weber Group, powered by Compass, today. We'll get you into a home that's nothing but perfect.
Madison can't seem to get enough of Serenity Pet Spa because we are bursting at the seams with adorable dogs. I'm Liz Johnston, founder and internationally recognized certified master groomer. With two locations on the east and west sides of Madison, you'd think that'd be enough. But demand is so high for our award-winning grooming, Serenity Pet Spa is opening a new location on Junction Road in Middleton. Serenity's not your average groomer. We understand your pets. From wiggly puppies to anxious seniors, you can trust the pros at Serenity Pet Spa because we focus on every dog's unique needs. We are passionate about caring for their health and overall well-being. To celebrate our growth, we're offering 10% off at all locations for new clients until July 31st. Book your appointment today at SerenityPetSpaMadison.com. And be sure to catch my segment with John and Gordy in the morning every first Tuesday of the month as I share my expertise. Serenity Pet Spa, doesn't your dog deserve the best? SerenityPetSpaMadison.com.
Certified Master Groomer Liz Johnston with Serenity Pet Spa. Committed to its mission to provide world-class grooming for pets and the people who love them. SerenityPetSpaMadison.com.
At Chance Design Build, we provide remodeling done well with love. Our commitments extend beyond our workplace and your home to support our community. We judge people by the content of their character, not by the color of their skin, and we believe all humans deserve quality, publicly funded education, childcare, and healthcare. But what do you believe in? At Chance Design Build, we believe every person must have the opportunity to thrive. If you're thinking about remodeling your home, go to ChanceDesignBuild.com to learn more about our commitments to you, your home, and our community.
And the Ad Council.
Stephanie Miller.
Will I, though? Will I? Good morning. Alpha liberal Cliff Schechter is here. Cliff, New York Times reported yesterday American intelligence has picked up signs militia or armed groups backed by Iran are preparing for attacks on U.S. targets in Iraq or even Syria. I mean, here's part of the problem. I don't trust Iran or Trump to tell the truth. Like, I don't, you know, he said, oh, we've completely decimated their nuclear program. Well, seeing the imagery I've seen on TV, it doesn't look like it. Like, but what do you do when you don't believe either one of the players in this?
We've been getting to this point, right? Like, it was hard to believe Nixon. It was hard to believe Reagan. It was harder even maybe to believe George W. Bush. But I don't know that we ever had somebody that is just this level of
liar.
I mean, he's a sociopathic liar. I mean, he's just a constant liar about everything. Whatever pops in his head, he feels like saying. He doesn't even calculate lies. It's just like breathing.
And everything he does, a complete unbelievable success, the best ever anyone's seen.
Right.
So, of course, when he describes it that way, you're like, oh, okay, so I'm anti-American and anti-troop if I question it, right? Like, here we are again with the Iraq
war. Well, it makes us more vulnerable, right? Because, you know, one of the contributors to my Substack, Matt Robeson, just wrote a piece we put out last night, and it was about how we've never been more vulnerable to terrorism now. So it's a great time to start a war with Iran, by the way.
Yeah.
And the reason why is just because, in the past, we used to be able to come together on things. But Trump, it started with Bush with some of the lying after 9/11 to get us into Iraq, obviously. But now we've got somebody who's so divisive. Is somebody who you honestly can't trust a word that comes out of his mouth about anything.
Yeah,
anything.
And he makes it sound like this is the end of it when we all know this is the beginning because, you
right.
know, I think close to zero chance they're not going to. Iran's foreign minister warned of everlasting consequences. He said the U.S. has committed a grave violation of the U.N. Charter. Blah, blah, blah. The events this morning are outrageous, will have everlasting consequences in accordance with the UN Charter and its provisions allowing a legitimate response in self-defense. Iran reserves all options to defend its sovereignty. sovereignty interest in people. I mean, here we go, right? It's so ridiculous, right. J.D. Vance saying we're not at war with Iran. We're at war with their nuclear program. Yeah, I'm sure they make that distinction, right?
Yeah, absolutely. I'm sure the leaders are like, oh, they're only at war with our nuclear, our uranium enrichment. So the worst part is, again, if you start doing, and I hate to do this, I'm not trying to scare people, but if you do like a thought exercise on this, you know, if there were a chemical or a biological attack, let's just say, somewhere here, would you trust Robert Kennedy Jr.'s prescription, no pun intended, for what you should do to protect yourself? Would anybody trust, like, what they should do if he were to say it?
Yeah.
If there was, we thought there was going to be an attack on the homeland. Is anybody going to trust what Kristi Noem tells you to do?
Yeah, more Cliff Schechter next.
Tom Hartman here. You're listening to 92.7 WMDX.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. A loss for Madison residents near the Dane County Regional Airport. They won't get funding to soundproof their homes against the noise from all the military jets. The sound from F-35s at Truax Field has been a point of contention for years. Residents even led campaigns against it before the F-35 started flying. Democratic Congressman Mark Pocan said residents will not get federal dollars to mitigate the noise. The Wisconsin Department of Military Affairs had applied for $18 million to help more than 160 people install noise-dampening insulation. Pocan says the Department of Defense denied those funds. Noise levels near the airport have been as high as 116 decibels. Continued exposure to noise levels of 80 to 90 decibels can cause hearing loss. Meanwhile, after the Minnesota political shooting, state lawmakers may be looking at the security of the Capitol. Joanne Krulatz reports.
At the Capitol, legislative leaders are taking a cautious approach to increase in security following the assassination of Minnesota lawmaker. This is Assembly Speaker Robin Voss.
The thing that's most scary is this didn't occur in a Capitol. It occurred at someone's home. So the idea of trying to make the Capitol into a fortress, I don't know if that necessarily would even have ever done anything in this situation.
Voss said Assembly lawmakers will discuss security issues, something echoed by Minority Leader Greta Neubauer.
We're not going to comment at this point on specific security measures, but are open to longer-term conversations to ensure that everyone feels safe.
The Capitol building has 12 public entrances on two levels. Following the 2011 Act 10 protests, public access was briefly limited with metal detectors placed at a pair of ground floor entrances.
That's Joanne Krulatz. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson, 92.7 WMDX News.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Sunny, hot, and humid still today with the heat advisory in effect until 7 o'clock tonight. Then the cold front moves in, but also dragging some strong to severe storms with it, packing heavy downpours and high winds, with the front stalling over us through tomorrow, too. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlau, currently 82 degrees.
I'm Catherine Lake, station manager of WMDX, and here is my plea to you, dear listener. Whether you love them or hate them, please vote John and Gordy Best Radio Team in Madison Magazine's Best of Madison poll. The link is right there on our homepage, WMDXradio.com. And I say this not because they're paying me. They are. But the point is this. They may actually not be the best, but you can find a lot worse on your radio dial. Am I right? I mean, really, have you heard some of the crap that's out there at this hour? Boring, insipid. Who wants to hear that first thing in the morning? At least John and Gordy give you accurate weather information, and Peterson seems to be relatively informed. They show up for the Madison Night Market. That's not easy when you're getting up at 4 a.m. They tell you about pets available at the Humane Society. Oh, and poor Dominic. He didn't know what he was getting into, but let's put a vote in for John and Gordy and Dominic Lee. Do it for Dominic. WMDXradio.com.
Todd Alba.
Hey, everybody. Join us next time. We'll take a look back at the weekend news headlines and also State Senator Kelda Royce. Will the Joint Finance Committee actually meet this week? She'll tell us. Join us.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays 2 to 4.
It's not an option. It's...
I certainly empathize with Americans who are exhausted after 25 years of foreign entanglements in the Middle East. I understand the concern, but the difference is that back then we had dumb presidents, and now we have a president who actually knows how to accomplish America's national security objectives.
See, don't you feel better now? Thank you, J.D. Vance.
Was that good old J.D.?
Yeah.
It was.
Oh, yeah.
He was your old senator.
Old, not just that. I ran into him once in a, well, a few times, into, but once here in a, like, just a takeout place. And my son, who's now 15, was smart enough even then, a couple years ago, when he was still just a senator, to be like, Daddy, please don't start a fight. And I was like, I want to, but my kid was there and his kid was there, and I don't think his kid already got stuck with him as a dad. So
yeah,
I was like,
it's bad enough. Oh my
but,
God.
You know, I was on NPR with him, seriously, back in 2016.
Really?
When he uttered some of the, yes, when he uttered some of those remarks about how Trump was a cultural heroine and how he would hold his nose and vote for Hillary. And yeah. I mean, just these people are such careerist scumbags that will just do anything.
And,
it's amazing.
Know, to your point, we're not trying to fearmonger. These are the headlines this morning. Americans could face hostage taking or terror attacks after Trump bombed Iran. I mean, yeah, no kidding. I'm thinking, great, we can have another 9/11, redo the Iraq war.
Right.
What else? New pandemic, because as you pointed out, Bobby Kennedy in charge. I mean, it's just, it's hard
and
not to
handle the first one so well, which, again, if we had reminded people properly and constantly and the media done their job, there wouldn't have been this forgetting that according to about four different studies, you know, Italy, of the 1.1 or however many million people died, like 400,000 of them maybe would have died anyhow. Like the guy's responsible for an additional with the denial, with the vaccine attacks.
And what's going on with the mass deportations? We keep saying people in L.A. here, Cliff, business owners are like, this is like during COVID. I mean,
right. You're destroying us.
Yeah,
right.
Like, absolutely.
Yeah,
there will be no farms and ranches left in places like Montana and Nebraska by the time this guy's done. And they voted for him. And now they're all realizing it, too. But again, as you said, we're fear mongering by talking about hostages. Yes. Well, I can't remember a time Iran took American hostages before. So clearly,
I just was going to say
that's never happened before.
Yeah. For you kids born in 2000. OK.
2002.
Oh, OK. All right. So
there was a time.
Yes.
But yeah, the you were just saying the specter of U.S. worst foreign policy humiliation hanging over D.C. as the Ayatollah Khomeini plots his response to Trump's unprecedented attack. A surprise raid on the U.S. embassy in Tehran in 1979 resulted in a 444-day hostage crisis, which helped topple an American president. But they're saying a stark reminder that even U.S. military cannot protect all Americans. Around 40,000 U.S. service personnel are currently stationed in the region. And to your point, he's going to continue to get people killed as he has during COVID, all the violence he has incited. You know, I mean, people don't talk enough about the domestic violence he has directly incited, like the El Paso shootings based completely on his rhetoric. Right.
And Tree of Life Synagogue, it was based on the fact that George Soros was bringing the caravan across the border. Well, that's what the guy was talking about when he walked into a temple in Pittsburgh and mass murdered people. And you were right.
Minnesota.
The Walmart El Paso.
Minnesota.
You know, I mean,
that he continued that rhetoric after the shootings in Minnesota. Yep. Democrats are sick. They're evil. They're ruining our country. Yada, yada. Right.
Remember the guy who we're just lucky was a bad bomb builder that sent bombs to about 12 people during his first term? I mean, like, everybody forgets about these things because, again, the media just lets it disappear. And we don't do a good enough job of, like, building upon a narrative that he's a domestic terrorist himself. He inspires it. He creates stochastic terrorism. You know, he tells people, I'm going to be writing, if anybody's interested, a Substack piece today. So I'll say blueamp.co. And it's all going to be about his lust for violence. Like his lust.
Yeah.
He gets this sick look in his eyes. It's like when he touches, I mean, you know, when he talks about that guy's big. That's why he loves dictators. The guy's big and strong. He really beat him up. You guys in the crowd, you should beat them up. I mean, this bone-spurred loser is hiding in the cellar of the White House while he's telling Milley to shoot people in the legs
and
outside.
Right. And
he's all tough when he's hiding away. So he loves this stuff. I mean, there's no risk to him with the Iran bombing.
And as you said, he's put a target, though, on all of our backs.
Correct.
I wanted to quote to you, the former chair of the Council on Foreign Relations said Trump is no longer in control now of the ramifications after dropping six never-before-used bunker buster bombs. He said, we've got to prepare for the worst. These are unprecedented times. Once again, right?
look, there's a lot of Americans living abroad. And again, Western Europe has had to deal with a lot more of this, and Eastern Europe and these kinds of regions, because they don't have the protection of an ocean that we have. And I mean, it's just to think that, and especially, look, I'm not the State Department, so I tell people to look up what they're saying, but I wouldn't go to any country at this point that's not a trusted democracy, that at least is still somewhat of an ally, as much as Trump's tried to ruin it with everybody. Because I wouldn't, if you don't think you're in another place where you can be protected, I wouldn't go. I mean, again, I'm not trying to scare anybody, and I'm not saying the chances are still infinitesimal when you think about it, but they're a lot more than they were a week ago. Yeah. And there's no point in purposely putting yourself in harm's way somewhere. I mean, that's what he's done.
Iranian-aligned hackers have claimed responsibility for an attack on Truth Social. I don't know if you saw that. Truth Social went down shortly after 8 p.m. On Saturday, moments after he announced the strikes on his account. The message.
I think it was just a couple paper clips fell out, but okay.
I love that the message read...
Truth Social's constructed. Yeah, go ahead. Sorry.
The message read, network failed, please try again. That seems like his campaign slogan. He failed the first time, but let's try this again, which, there is not one thing he ran on, Cliff, that he has not gone back on. The people saying,
remember,
the genocide Joe voters that are like, Hillary and Kamala will get us into wars. Trump's the peace president. I mean, oh, my God.
Listen, I don't care. And if the far, I piss off the far left with this, well, good. I say this a lot. If you're not mature enough in a democracy to be able to determine between two very different people who to vote for, because there's always going to be a lesser of two evils. You're not getting married. You're not finding a BFF. You're voting for somebody in a system where you're lucky enough that you live in a place that at least until then, hopefully still, allows you to vote. And if you don't choose whoever the better one is who can win and vote for them, you're responsible for this.
Kamala,
so I don't want to hear you whine about it.
Like Hillary predicted every single thing he's done, including that he will attack Iran.
Mm-hmm.
This gave me the heebie-jeebies and the acid flashbacks, acid Iraq flashbacks. What intelligence do you have that Iran is building a nuclear weapon? Your intelligence community has said they have no evidence that they are at this point. Trump said, well, then my intelligence community is wrong. Who in the intelligence community said that? Your director of national intelligence, Tulsi Gabbard. Well, she's wrong. So then, here we go again. She has to twist and cherry pick and lie. Yes, because she needs to get in line, right? It's like dictating.
And the other thing people should know, the implications of this, is that, which may explain somewhat for Tulsi, she may be doing the right thing for the wrong reasons, which I think there are a bunch of people that are.
Right.
But remember, Putin didn't want this. Iran is an ally of his. So Trump has now gone directly against him, and I'm sure he won't be pissed about it and try to somehow take out his retribution in some way or another. I mean, not that I ever would do or not do something because Putin says to do it or not.
Yeah.
But it's just another facet of all of this that no one really has talked about, which is they're attacking us. Medvedev, who's like basically Putin's mouthpiece, the former president there, and the others are all talking about how horrible America is and standing up for Iran. And, that's not going to encourage people to attack us in places either.
Yeah. So. No more wars people thought voting for Netanyahu's buddy was going to help anything. I don't know. But Lou in Texas on this same subject. Hey, you're on with Cliff. Hi, Lou.
Hello. Hi, Lou. Stephanie. First time caller. Good for the show. Thanks for the show.
Thank you.
This code name mission was what? Midnight Hammer?
Oh,
it should have been hammered at midnight.
That's funny. That's a Pete Hegseth joke, I think. Hammered at midnight. Get it? Oh, my God. Do we have our heavy metal music from... Do you remember all the stupid macho Iraq war names? What was it?
Oh, my God.
Operation Commando Eagle. It's an eagle without underpants. Operation Midnight Hammer.
Operation Midnight Hammer. We will beat you over the head with a hammer at midnight because we are so strong, even with our bone spurs sticking out. I mean, like, they always try to... The names are so dumb that I saw that name and I was like, come on, really?
Man, here we go again.
Are we children? Like, have you guys...
I like Midnight
Hammer.
Build
this with Legos? Like,
anything with Pete Hegseth in charge is Midnight Hammered.
Uh-huh. Hey.
Yeah, well, that should have been his nickname, just in college, but pretty much until yesterday.
We're like, well, at least he didn't drunk text the war plans to Iran.
Well,
I guess
there's
a... Okay.
I don't know. We'll find out. They're probably on Signal somewhere as he's, as he's cheating with his fourth producer and having his 15th kid and drinking his third bottle of Jim Beam. And,
allegedly.
Sorry.
Okay. So,
the Fox producer isn't allegedly. That's how, I mean.
Yes.
But the other stuff, okay. Yeah.
You know, alleged. The cognitive dissonance, Cliff, just in the headlines, Trump claims peace with Iran will come. Which is what you do right after, after bombing them and threatening war. Trump suggested Saturday night the U.S. and Iran can make peace hours after he approved American strikes. Torpedoing steps in recent days towards diplomacy. You know what I'm saying? Cliff, all of this, he's going to try to get the same deal that Obama had and was working.
Right.
I mean, here we go. Right?
Obama did it by just, you know, talking to them. This is the equivalent of like, hey, I'm going to go up to that guy and kick him in the nuts at recess and then say, let's be friends. And I'm sure that'll work.
My step toward peace into your scrotum. Yes.
Right. Exactly.
Trump's analysis of the situation defied the thinking among most experts. Oh, thank God we got rid of all those fancy experts near certain Iran will now retaliate and have far less faith in any possible agreement with the U.S. and included threats of further bombing. So I love Trump said the biggest bully in the world said mm-hmm. Iran, bully of the Middle East, must now make peace. If they don't, future attacks will be far greater and a lot easier. He spoke for less than 4 minutes, offered virtually no explanation or strategic rationale. In remarks in parts veered into confusion. Oh, did you get the we love you, God? That wasn't too chilling, was it? That wasn't...
He can't even get that right.
We love you, God.
I know. Like, why can't he get that... Go ahead.
Sorry. Contradicted his own logic. He said the strikes were spectacular military success. Everything he does is some spectacular, never before... Okay.
Always big. It's always beautiful because he's got the, you know, to use other multisyllabic words, he'd have to read and he'd have to be able to, you know, have the ability to think beyond a second grader. I did see an analysis actually by somebody who did explain, like a linguist who was like, yes, he uses the same words all the time because he has the vocabulary.
Yes.
Vocabulary. Because I'm making fun of him.
He doesn't have vocabulary.
Exactly. His actual vocabulary is that of a second grader. So, like,
it's true.
You know,
it's the same eight
big
words.
Big and beautiful, and you've never seen this before, and the most amazing. Like, it's always the same stuff because he can't think of anything else.
I know. It's okay. So, analysts say, here we go again, Stack. Mm-hmm. Analysts say it'll be extremely difficult to assess how much damage strikes by Israel the U.S. have dealt to Iran's nuclear capabilities without dispatching ground troops into the country or using talks with Iranian leaders to permit international inspections of the country's facilities, which will be harder after American assault and could become even less likely if Tehran's retaliation spurs further attacks from Washington. Saturday development will likely deepen the suspicion among Iranian leaders that Trump was never serious about attempted diplomacy for a new nuclear deal, replacing the Obama-era agreement he abandoned, and that he is fully committed to the vision of Netanyahu, who has long spoken of regime change in Iran and to pull the U.S. into a war with the country. Netanyahu finally found the United States president dumb enough, right?
I was going to get there. He manipulated this idiot loser into doing it because he knew Trump was actually talking about like an Obama-like agreement, but of course he was rebranding it as his own thing. Yeah. It was the same thing. And he maybe would have met with him. I don't know. But Netanyahu is so not scared of Donald Trump that he went and he started attacking Iran on purpose because he knew that would draw Trump in. And then Trump would have to look tough because Bibi looked tough. And that's how you deal with somebody with brain mush.
Yeah.
I mean, that's what you do.
I mean, when you think about it, Netanyahu, Cliff, Trump, and the leader of Iran, none of them have popular support among their own people, right? I mean,
can we, like, put them in that prism from Superman 2? That's another old reference for you kids. And, like, send them up into, you know, the Phantom Zone? That's what it was called. And just let them, you know, let them all hang out up there together, talk, you know, talk about how they like being strong men, tough guys like Arnold Palmer, you know.
Big D energy. I mean, I just say this could be right out of a story from the Iraq War in 2000, whatever year that was.
It's crazy.
Netanyahu's claim Iran was on the verge of acquiring a nuclear weapon, despite U.S. intelligence and most other governments rejecting that assertion. Oh my God, I cannot believe we're effing doing this again, right?
The only thing that's missing is can they claim it's yellow cake or something?
Because
I feel nostalgic for yellow cake at this point. I'd like to hear about that.
I'm hungry for yellow cake all of a sudden.
Exactly. I mean, you know, some of the icing can be nice. I can't believe all of it. I can't believe we're living all of it. I can't believe we lived through a term of this guy. And then it's like, yeah, again.
Yeah. Kids like Bella's age don't have to study history now. We're just going to redo it. We're just going to relive all of it. We're going to redo it all over.
That's right.
So, yeah. Yeah.
Learn by doing.
It was all good. Christopher Columbus was awesome and treated everybody terrifically. We never owned slaves. Okay. I'll stop.
All right. 49 minutes after the hour. This portion of the show brought to you by Vibrance.
Vibrance.
I'm not saying it wrong. Like, you know,
right.
His vocabulary. I meant to say Vibrance.
Well, the extra I is for I can't believe how great you look.
I can't believe how vibrant I look.
Yes.
Yes. Okay. I'm just saying, when I just traveled, who can bring eye cream, night cream, neck cream, wrinkle cream, dark spot cream? Everything is in this one product. Super C Serum is amazing. Great ingredients like vitamin C, hyaluronic acid, vitamin B5, and vitamin E. It delivers noticeable results. It's so citrusy and delicious smelling,
yes,
too. Simplify your skincare routine. Get a healthier complexion. Minimize wrinkles and age spots with Vibrance. If you don't love it better than your current skincare routine, you get a full refund. Go to Vibrance.com/Stephanie. Save up to 37% and free shipping. That's Vibrience. Vibrience.com/Stephanie.
Stephanie Miller.
Once again, something wonderful in my life has been turned into a giant crap fest.
Well, it's summer, campfires, late night conversations, people swapping stories, but lately one group is trying to control the whole story, claiming the U.S. was founded as a Christian nation, pushing their religion into classrooms, courtrooms, even your doctor's office. In Arizona, voters just protected abortion rights in the state constitution, but politicians are trying to undermine it anyway. Texas is pushing bills to force the Ten Commandments into every public school classroom seriously. And in Congress, a bill just passed to strip Medicaid coverage for gender-affirming care for all ages. This isn't just about personal beliefs. It's about power, and it's all happening under the banner of Christian nationalism. That's where Freedom From Religion Foundation comes in. They've been defending church-state separation since 1978 in the courts, in schools, and wherever religion tries to take the wheel. If you believe government should serve everyone, not just the religious right, join them, ffrf.us/freedom, or text my last name, Miller, to 511-511. ffrf.us/freedom, or text Miller to 511-511. Text fees may apply.
When was the last time you detoxed your body? If you're like most people, the answer is probably never. Toxins accumulate in our bodies every day from pollution in the air we breathe and water we drink, as well as the food we eat, especially if that food includes fast food, processed food, and sugar. How do you know if you're suffering from a buildup of toxins? If you're experiencing low energy, brain fog, headaches, bloating, and skin irritation, then those are all telltale signs. So, how do you detox your body? Well, you can add saunas or juice fasts, but what you really need is Active Liver from New Nordic. Containing a powerful blend of turmeric, milk thistle, and globe artichoke extract, Active Liver makes it easy to help your liver detox your body all year long without major changes to your diet or lifestyle. Try Active Liver today and start feeling better with more energy immediately. Active Liver comes in both a delicious gummy or tablet. Active Liver is available in stores at CVS or Meijer, or online at Amazon or NewNordicUSA.com.
Hey, Gordy. How you doing?
Oh, Arthur, great. Great to see you. What are you doing in the studio?
Well, I need to talk to you about doing a commercial.
Okay. Well, you know, to get a commercial on the air here, you just go down to the sales department. It's right next to the bathroom.
I don't think you understand.
Oh, I understand plenty. You salespeople drink a lot of coffee. That's why the bathroom's right there.
Right. But I need to have you make a commercial about commercials.
Wait. A commercial about a commercial? I don't follow.
I want to tell potential business owners out there how to contact me to get a commercial on WMDX.
Okay, I get it. Okay, let's come up with something. Let's see. Business folks can contact you directly, right?
Yeah.
Okay, yep. What's the email, huh?
Okay, so it's sales@WMDXradio.com.
Oh, wait. Run that by me again.
sales@WMDXradio.com. So we could put all that together and get into a commercial, get on the air soon?
Arthur, my friend, I think we just did.
Advertise on WMDX Radio. Email Arthur, sales@WMDXradio.com.
Why'd I go to the doctor? My heart would race just taking my son to practice. It didn't feel right. So I got checked out. Turns out I have atrial fibrillation, which increases the risk of stroke about 5 times.
Symptoms like irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, shortness of breath, fatigue, or lightheadedness can come and go. But if it's AFib, the risk of stroke remains. If you have symptoms, contact a doctor.
I'm so glad I did.
Visit notimetowait.com.
sponsored by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
Craft cocktails, live events, a playground for the kids, and yes, self-serve instant ramen bar and drag bingo. It's all at Downdrin's Distilling in Cottage Grove. It's not your average tasting room. Pet-friendly, family-friendly, flavor-packed. Visit downdrins.com or stop by today.
Everybody wants the same thing from their mattress. A good night's rest, am I right? You need someone to listen to what you want and who knows the materials that will get you there. At Verlo, we're your friendly neighborhood mattress genius. American-made, locally crafted. Welcome to Verlo.
This portion of the show brought to you by the coziest of earths.
Oh, yeah.
That's right. They were my travel pajamas, but now they're my home pajamas.
They are.
I just got the new lavender color. Oh, my God. Short sleeve, long sleeve. It's short sleeve season for sure.
It is. Yes.
Okay. I'm just telling you, Cozy Earth, the most luxurious, softest sheets. I have the duvet cover, the comforter. I can't take all that with me. So it's good. You know what I traveled in, though?
What?
The studio pants.
They have
the cutest t-shirt and studio pants. They're so soft, so comfortable, so travelable. Is that a word?
No. Making up words left and right today.
Cliff, if that's part of our vocabulary.
Yes, it is. Trademarked. Mine.
Cozy Earth, not just for bedtime. The all-day tee and studio pant collection. That's what I wore on the plane. It was so fantastic. Ridiculously soft, breathable, perfect for lounging, traveling, or just living in comfort. I'm telling you, got to try it. It's a slippery slope.
Yep.
Once you get, I'm telling you, made from viscose, from bamboo. So soft, so luxurious, and luxury not out of reach if you go to CozyEarth.com. Use my code Stephanie for up to 40% off the best-selling temperature-regulating sheets, apparel, and more. That is CozyEarth.com. The code is Stephanie. Cliff Schechter is here, author of Cliff's Edge at Substack, founder of Blue Amp Strategies, and just general alpha liberal awesomeness. Speaking of awesome guests on the show, Chris, who said Trump's actions are an unambiguous, impeachable offense.
Mr. Hyde.
No, Representative Sean Casten of the great state of Illinois, who will join us Thursday on the show.
Yes.
Alpha liberal.
I like him. He's good.
He is really good. We're excited to have him on again.
Yeah, he is. We had him on when he was running, and he is fantastic. And AOC said Trump's move is absolutely clearly grounds for impeachment. The president's disastrous decision to bomb Iran without authorization is a grave violation of the Constitution and congressional war powers. He has impulsively risked launching a war that may ensnare us for generations. Representative Casten said this is not about the merits of Iran's nuclear program. No president has the authority to bomb another country that does not pose an imminent threat to the U.S. without the approval of Congress. This is an unambiguous, impeachable defense. He called on Mike Johnson to grow a spine and protect the war powers reserved for Congress. Good luck with that, right, Cliff? Good luck with Mike Johnson.
He's too busy monitoring his son's porn still, I think.
Yes.
I've forgotten about that. Oh, my God.
I mean,
bring that one up all the time.
You have just a couple of Republicans tiptoe out. Representative Warren Davidson of your state said, while President Trump's decision may prove just, it's hard to conceive a rationale that's constitutional. Thomas Massey of Kentucky, Republican, said this is not constitutional. Bernie Sanders said it is grossly unconstitutional, meaning just because Trump is gross, I think, and he did it. So it's
both gross and unconstitutional.
Yes. Yeah. I mean, and I was struck, Cliff, by world leaders reacting to Trump's bombing of Iran. I mean, basically everything they said is code for you should have kept the same deal Obama had that was working. You got to go back to the negotiating table, right?
Yep. Yeah. No. I mean, again, these people are so simple-minded. It's not that Obama did it because he loved Iran. It's because it was, and they're not theocratic. Awful they are, but this was a good deal that prevented them from enriching uranium, and now they are.
Yep.
And now we're bombing them. So stupid move there, Trump.
Yep, exactly. Cliff Schechter, alpha liberal of all alpha liberals. It was so great to have you, honey. See you soon.
Great to see you again. Thanks a lot.
Thanks, Cliff.
Everybody.
See you tomorrow with Rude Pundit, Jody Hamilton, and Charlie Pierce.
Yes.
Voice for Madison, real news and great conversation, 92.7 WMDX. John Peterson and Gordy Young.
On our next show, we'll talk with Lisa Bernard and find out the latest at the Dane County Humane Society.
See if John and Gordy have been arrested by ICE yet, too.
The John and Gordy Show, weekday mornings 6 till 8.
It's a party on the patio at the Lazy Oaf Lounge, and you're invited every Tuesday at 5:30. It's just Merle and a girl, and Thursdays on the patio feature singer-songwriter Shelly Faith.
Well, hey, bartender, won't you pour me another?
Music starts at 5:30. It's live music on the patio at the Lazy Oaf Lounge every Tuesday and Thursday. The Lazy Oaf Lounge, 1617 North Stoughton Road in Madison. Find specials, menus, and more at LazyOafLounge.com.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app. This is 92.7 WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Severson. 2 days after the U.S. attacks rocked Iranian nuke sites, Wall Street stock markets and oil markets are not yet rocked. Stock indexes are higher, the price of oil was up, then settled back down. Analysts say investors are watching for Iran's response. In Tel Aviv, ABC's Ian Pannell.
Iran's supreme leader at the moment is not threatening the U.S., but others inside Iran absolutely are. They say that President Trump took a gamble and there will be retaliation.
Iran's foreign minister is in Moscow to meet with President Putin. Between Texas and Maine, about 150 million Americans are under heat alerts for today, with hot, humid, uncomfortable nights. Forecasters expect many record highs could be broken today. The Texas Republican governor, Greg Abbott, has vetoed a measure passed by the Republican-controlled state legislature that would have banned gummies, drinks, and other treats laced with the main ingredient of marijuana. This is ABC.